Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale.
Going on now on all Serta mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Serta mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at Night.
You're back with us on KSL at Night. I'm Greg Skortis alongside Leah Murray. And Leah, I have to ask you a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you like traveling?
You know, I like getting places. When I get to the place where I'm at, I'm happy to be there.
My wife hates traveling. She's going to California tomorrow. And so she's fretting about, okay, my flight's at 9:30. It means I have to get to the airport by this time, which means I need to leave the house at this time, which means I need to wake up at this time. When I get there, how am I going to get ground transportation to where I'm going? What about the hotel? I'm like, honey, just go have fun. You're going to be with your family. You like, you know, but some people just travel just drives them nuts.
Yeah.
I personally enjoy it, but I've missed flights. I've been lost. I've lost my luggage. I mean, I just like, whatever, here we are, let's go have some fun.
I feel like most of the time that's true for me. But I do have post-traumatic stress around flying sometimes, right?
Oh, really?
So I have been stranded in airports, right? I've spent the night in Minneapolis, spent the night in Denver. I've spent the night in Chicago, sleeping on like a really uncomfortable chair in the airport. So I feel like I can have some anxiety as soon as I start to notice like a gate change, if there's a delay, right? So then I go, oh, I know the end of, I've seen this film, right?
Yeah.
Like the end of this is me sleeping on a really uncomfortable chair somewhere in Chicago. But I don't usually get that nervous the way you're talking about your wife doing. Does that make sense? Like once I'm in play, then I might get anxiety if I feel like things are happening.
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the things that really bother travelers. And this is one that I hadn't thought about, but a lot of people are concerned about lights in the hotel room. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. So when you walk into a hotel room, right, the answer is none of the switches actually turn on a useful light.
That's a true story.
So great, right?
Don't close the door.
That's right. You open the door to the hotel, you flip on the light here, and it's the light right over your head. So now the entire room is pitch black still, and you've got to like crawl around to
find your bed, right?
Right. And then you like flick a switch, or the lamps are always, the lights are like, you got to contort yourself to get up to wherever that switch is. I don't understand that.
And they have curtains like no other that you can make your room pitch black. I mean, I was in Boise the other day, and KSL was interviewing me in the morning. I think it was like at 6:45, and I'm like, I'm always up at 6:45. And literally, my call from KSL Radio woke me up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually up at 5 o'clock, but that room was so dark, and I didn't appreciate the sunrise. I didn't appreciate anything. Man, I slept.
And the thing I just kind of wonder is, and maybe it's because I'm just not, how do I say? Like, the lights are never intuitive. Like, it's never turning on something that I would think this would be what you'd want to turn on.
Right.
So obviously, whatever electrician sets up that wiring is clearly, their brain is wired differently.
No, they're messing with you. They're having fun with you. Right. Let's see what happens here.
No, and I think it's like, so I wanted to say with hotels, the coolest thing that ever happened for me traveling last year happened where I downloaded an app, like the Marriott Bonvoy app. And by the way, I stayed at a lot of hotels, so that was not like an ad for Marriott. But anyway, so I'm staying in Marriott when I go to this conference. I download the app. I never talked to anyone because the app had my key. So I got out of my Uber, went into the hotel, went up to my hotel room, went into my hotel room.
I've never enjoyed
that. Oh, man. Right. I was like, oh, this is how life should be.
Right. No, checking into hotels is a hassle. You know, and I don't sleep particularly well in hotels. I don't know why. It just, you know, just kind of the whole... it's not my bed. It's not my room. It's not.
Well, the weird thing that I do, like my tick on in conferences when I'm by myself. So if I'm there, if I'm staying with a friend that I'm, you know, other things. But if I'm alone in a hotel room, I end up watching whatever's on TV. And it's usually like some true crime or it's like 48 hours or whatever. Right?
Gilligan's Island reruns.
No, yeah. Not me. No, I'm watching like these crime shows. So then you're by yourself in a hotel room and you're like, this is where I die. Like
this is right. I'm not going to sleep well tonight. Yep. Right. Yes. All right. What about airlines? What problems or issues do you have with respect to that? And because, you know, that's always changing. And it seems to me, I'm interrupting before I even let you answer the question, that more and more, and maybe I've just had bad luck, I've had more delayed flights in the last couple years than I can remember. And I don't know whether it's and I'm sure that the airline industry is going to say we have more on-time departures and arrivals than we've ever had. But it just seems like every time I'm at the airport to pick somebody up, their flight's delayed more than it has been in the past. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I think COVID did some serious damage to the airline industry, right? And then I think kind of the labor issues we see across a lot of sectors affects the airline industry. The delays that I have had were often due to they didn't have enough pilots, right? So you've like people can't fly, right? So you can't get where you're going.
Once the early flight gets delayed, the flight from Florida to Denver is delayed, then the Denver to Salt Lake is even delayed even further.
You've got to leave at 4 a.m. to make sure it doesn't get delayed.
Another thing about the airlines, and I don't know. I remember, you may not, when we had meals on every flight, when you just checked your bags.
Now, was the airline black and white when that happened, Greg?
I mean, you didn't have internet. You didn't get to watch movies, but I don't know. I kind of miss those cheesy airline
meals.
So
the answer is when they couldn't show you a movie, they had to feed you.
Yeah,
right?
They had to feed us.
Otherwise,
that's a
good point.
And now they have, you know, if you want to eat, you got to pay for it. If you want drinks, you have to pay for it. If you want to check your bags, you have to pay for that. I mean, they're just things that they do more and more and more that where the airline, and maybe they're just on a tight budget, but they're charging for more and more things than I ever remember.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I was reading this article in the Wall Street Journal about airlines charging for bags. So very specifically, and the charge for bags in 2022 generated $7 billion in revenue.
Okay.
Right. So the reason
that
they are charging.
That. Right. Okay. All right.
But I don't know, so I'll just be honest. I fly Delta and I have my American Express card. And because I have that card and I'm a SkyMiles member, I've never paid for a bag, right? So that's so maybe they are incentivizing joining their loyalty clubs or whatever by having people who are not in the club having to pay the fee. But also I think it has to do with how much money that's raising for them.
And I always travel light enough that I just have a carry-on, so I don't have to worry about it. A carry-on or my briefcase. I mean, that's just about it, unless it's something very long. I just don't.
I tend to not do carry-ons because I feel like, look, like I'm traveling, the last thing I need to do is be carrying my luggage. Yes.
But then you get, okay, the carousel, the weight, that's just painful sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, waiting for your bags to come off. That's just another thing. Do you enjoy traveling by car? Is that something you do much?
Oh, yeah, road trips all the time.
I mean, my wife hates it because bothers her back or something. It's just like she wants to fly, but I mean, we're going to Vegas for Memorial Day. And I'm like, let's drive. She's like, no way, we're flying.
So by the way, I would never fly to Vegas. So here's my rule is if it's within a 6-hour drive, then by the time you're parking at the airport,
getting there,
going through security, you have driven there.
Right.
So I would much rather drive when we're within 6 hours. I drive to New York pretty much almost every year because when I go home in the summer to visit family, that's how I get there is I drive. Those are epic road trips with my family. But I'll tell you what, Greg, when we're doing business trips, I got to get there and get in and get out. Does that make sense? So I'm not driving to California for a business trip. I'm going to fly in and fly out.
I'm also reading that new federal rules for airline refunds, and this is a little bit off topic, require that they give you cash instead of a voucher.
Yes.
I'm not sure why that is.
All right, so let's talk about that, right? So I have been stranded a number of times. So this airline industry doesn't do a good job getting me where I'm going. So I am sleeping in a really uncomfortable chair in Minneapolis, Denver, or Chicago. Those are the three airports
that you've been stuck in.
I have been traumatized by. And then they say to you, here's a voucher to fly later. And the answer is like, yeah, I don't know that I want to fly in United ever again.
Okay,
so what I would rather have you do is give me cash for my inconvenience
right.
and the fact that you didn't get me where you said you could get me. I think I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, do you have any travel plans in the next couple of months?
Yeah. I'll be headed to Detroit for a conference. I'm going to tell you what, getting from Salt Lake to Detroit without stopping 4 times is very expensive
right now.
Yeah,
I think stop. It's worth to me. Paying the extra for a nonstop.
Yeah, me too.
And the older I get, the closer I want to get to the front of the airplane. I mean, the business class. I'm not quite to the first class yet, but I like to get in a little better seat if I can.
I'll tell you what, I've flown first class twice by accident, and wow.
Oh, it's nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yep,
yeah,
very nice. When we come back after the break, I think you're going to get me on this one because you're going to talk about a product that I don't know much about, which seems to happen a lot between you and I. Stay with us.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.